Welcome to Lanya, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Stuart Hodnett of Ouachita Green. Welcome, Stuart.
Good morning, Corey.
Thanks for being with us today. And it's Christmas time, a time when Stuart comes to visit, because it's time for everyone to recycle their tree.
That's correct. You know, we're having a Christmas tree recycling event. Ouachita Green is hosting different mulching projects throughout Ouachita Parish, and two locations exactly as we're taking Christmas trees, live Christmas trees, the ones that you cut down and you put up, and you're like, okay, it's Christmas is over, looking forward to a new year. It's pretty much time to get rid of the Christmas tree. So don't throw that in the landfill or the roadside. Take it to the Monroe Civic Center. We have a location there, drop-off point there, and also West Monroe Farmers Market.
Now, you guys are collecting the Christmas trees. When I lived in South Louisiana, they did something neat. They tied them all together and took them out to the marsh and tried to make some more land. They got like 40,000 Christmas trees. They tie them in a big bundle and drop them, and they had some success doing that.
Yeah.
What do we do with our Christmas trees?
Well, with our Christmas trees, once you bring them to the two location points, once we mulch them, they will be used to recycle mulch in beautification projects throughout Ouachita Parish.
All right, so we're talking about green Christmas trees. What if I got one of those white flocked Christmas trees?
I'm glad that you asked that, because we have seen a few of those come in over the past couple days, and we do not take those. The guy is saying that when they do chip those, it dulls their blades and it clogs them up. So if you got a white flock Christmas tree, we do not take that. And also, you got to take off your lights and your stands. We get Christmas trees with stands still on them, too, metal stands.
Saw blades probably don't dig those stands too much.
No, they don't. So just strip your whole tree down to nothing and take your lights off, your tinsel, your flock Christmas trees, and just bring just a standard Christmas tree like you would see out in nature.
You know, I don't ever take my Christmas tree down till January 6th. That's the day you take your tree down, because that's the 12th day of Christmas.
That's correct.
And so then I got to hightail it over there and drop it. I was reading this morning, bad luck, a lot of people believe, if you leave it up after January 6th.
I've heard that too. You know, I've had Christmas trees up till mid-January. So
I made it to like March, April, May.
Well,
I've gone a while. It becomes a Mardi Gras tree sometimes.
Well, there you go. You know, you got to have an extra decoration in your house sometimes, and I do that too. So,
all right. So when I get my tree out, it makes a big mess. Sometimes I put it in one of those plastic bags. Is that cool or not?
You can. That's fine. As long as you get there, we can take the plastic bag off, but that's fine. It's not a problem. We will throw that plastic bag away or recycle that plastic bag, probably the best thing. But just take them, and we'll have mulching projects throughout the year with this mulch throughout the city, Monroe and West Monroe.
You have any idea how many Christmas trees? Does anybody keep count?
Yeah, you know, last year we took in right over 200 Christmas trees, and that's a lot. And so we're excited. So those listeners out there that has a tree that has not recycled for us or brought it to us, bring it today and bring it through the 6th. We'd love to have you.
Okay, so there are two locations for folks to bring the trees, the Monroe Civic Center, and are there folks there to kind of help you unload during the day, or is it just a free-for-all? How does it work?
I know in Monroe there's folks there. They're chipping as we speak, and they'll show you where to go. But we've got everything lined out and marked off, and you just got to just drop it in those marked spaces. So it's easy to find. We got chippers set up. We got tape set up. And we got signage everywhere.
All right, so we're at the Monroe Civic Center and at West Monroe on 7th Street under the big water tower.
That's correct. The farmer's market there. So come see us.
All right. Ouachita Green does a lot of other cool things throughout the year. Once we get through the Christmas season and y'all put the mulch out and make things beautiful with it, what comes up next for Ouachita Green?
The January 21st is the Arbor Day, and we do plant trees. And we last year we planted over 1,500 trees here in Ouachita Parish. So this year we'll plant more trees. Don't know exactly what, just stay tuned, but don't know exactly what we're doing there, but we will find out.
Is that a thing that you need some folks to go help you plant?
Yes, we do. We always love volunteers to come out. Look at our website and or our Facebook page, and we'll keep you updated on what we're doing, where we're planting.
That is ouachitagreen.org if you want to get involved in planting some trees. like the John Denver song.
Correct.
That's running around in my head right now. Let's see. We get through with that, and then it's time. It's springtime. Time for me to clean out my junk and find somewhere to put it.
That's correct. March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, we'll be having a household hazardous waste event coming up. It will be at the Ike Hamilton Expo Center in West Monroe. And that's where we take in all recyclable goods, paints, latex, oil-based paints, old medications, old pesticides, herbicides, oils, fuels, things like that, old tires. And we'll be taking that on that day from 9 to 1.
So those things get recycled, and the stuff that can't be recycled gets disposed of the right way rather than dumping it down a storm drain or something you shouldn't do.
That's correct. It gets recycled the right way. So, and it's reused and recycled. Habitat for Humanity will be there recycling a lot of the paint. That will be reused in the Ouachita Parish. So come on out and just get rid of all your old stuff, all your stuff from your storage closets, your old farms and barns, and bring it to us. We'd love to have you.
I know you had that that last drive. How did the last big drive go? I saw y'all set up at the Civic Center, and folks were out in the circle, and you had little piles of metal and different things. How did that go for you?
It was really good. Everybody that showed up had a truckload of things, and we had over 275 participants, over 10,000 pounds of electronics, and 10,000 pounds of plastics.
That's a lot of stuff that stayed out of the landfill or went to the right landfills.
Correct.
Stuart Hodnett of Ouachita Green. Again, Stuart, Christmas trees. Where do I take them and how long do I have?
You have to January 6th, Monroe Civic Center and West Monroe Farmers Market on North 7th.
All right. So the Monroe Civic Center, West Monroe Farmers Market. It is Christmas tree recycling. To find out more, you can visit ouachitagreen.org, or if you can't remember that, just go to our website, kedm.org.